Longtime Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz has defended the coffee giant's union stance before a Senate panel. The testimony was often testy, with Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee Chair Bernie Sanders saying federal courts and the National Labor Relations Board have found Starbucks guilty of labor law violations.
The most aggressive and illegal union-busting campaign in the modern history of our country.
Schultz fought back.
Starbucks has not broken the law.
Saying while the company's willing to bargain with unionized workers, they don't need unions because Starbucks gives them good pay and benefits.
We do nothing that is nefarious. We put our people first.
Ex-barista Jason Saxton told a different story, saying Starbucks fired workers and cut hours after his Augusta, Georgia shop voted to unionize last year. He led a two-day strike in protest.
I was fired after organizing like so many union leaders across the country.
Saxton says big companies like Starbucks do whatever they can to deny workers a voice. Sagar Meghani, Washington.